The Jazz Treasury Podcast is devoted to exhibiting the best of jazz history in the format of an auditory tour of America's richest indigenous music. A different aspect of jazz will be presented. It may be a portrait of a musician such as Duke Ellington or John Coltrane. It could be a specific instrument like the bass or trumpet. We may visit a jazz city like Chicago or New Orleans. Other exhibits will focus on genres such as bebop or swing. Your curator and tour guide, Rich Sylvester, has over 40 years of jazz background to share. So, whether you've just begun to explore the art of jazz or consider yourself a connoisseur, tune in to the Jazz Treasury.
Welcome to the Jazz Treasury. My name is Rich Sylvester. Thank you so much for lending me your ears once again. And the track you just heard was White Heat by Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys. And today, this episode is focused on Western swing. Yep, even in Texas, jazz is infectious. Ooh, I think I might have something there. But Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys did White Heat in Dallas, 1937. Wills or one of his musicians may have picked up this incandescent chart from the 1934 Jimmy Lunsford recording. It was written by Will Hudson, who worked for McKinney's Cotton Pickers, Cab Calloway, Fletcher Henderson, Benny Goodman, and other leading 1930s bands. That's Western Swing. This is one of the secret histories of jazz. Secret because the tale is partly about good old boys playing fiddles and guitars, about songs such as San Antonio Rose, about gosh darn it, country music. Everyone knows that wherever the country highway leads, it never follows the trail of jazz. Or does it? Here were some surprising similarities you'll see in this episode. Unlooked for connections, unexpected echoes, and extraordinary music is the frantic and fascinating story of Western Swing. It was not called Western Swing at first. That came in the 1940s on the Southern California dance hall circuit, where the bands of Bob Wills and Spade Cooley played for huge, swaying crowds of working men and women who had just come off their shifts at the shipyards and armaments factories. World War II was a key event in the history of Western Swing. It offered well-paid jobs to the tens of thousands of dispossessed Okies and Arkies who had migrated to California since the Dust Bowl years of the 1930s, bringing with them the music they had listened to back home. Behind the long hot nights of Big Band Swing at the Venice Pier Ballroom or the Riverside Rancho lay a decade-long history of hot music that had emerged in the honky-tonks, dance pavilions, and radio stations of Texas and Oklahoma, created by musicians who, like many of the pioneers of jazz, had no name for what they were doing. They just knew it was different. It was no longer the old familiar dance music of the southwestern cattle country, the waltzes and the two steps customarily played on fiddles and guitars. Something had happened to those sober tunes. Jazz had jumped on them, and they had been biffed by the blues. When they got up again, they moved with a new swagger and swing that derived from New Orleans rather than New Mexico, and from Chicago blues dives rather than frontier house dances, from Darktown, not Cowtown. All right, let's listen to another track. We're going to go on and listen to Gin Mill Blues. And Gin Mill Blues is played by the Light Crust Doughboys. Now, you heard it right, the Light Crust Doughboys. In those days, as particularly Western Swing, companies sponsored these bands, and they went out and did advertising for the companies. So, therefore, we have the Light Crust Doughboys, and it features Kenneth Pitts and Robert Buck Buchanan on violins, Muriel Zeke Campbell on electric guitar, Knocky Parker on piano, Ramon Dearman on guitar, Marvin Montgomery on tenor guitar, Jim Boyd on bass. No drums here. San Antonio, 1938. Let's listen to, this is Dallas, 1938. Listen to Gin Mill Blues by the Light Crust Doughboys on the Jazz Treasury. Thank you. That was the Gin Mill Blues by the Light Crust Doughboys. That's a B-side on the notorious Pussy, Pussy, Pussy. We thought we'd back it up with something different, explained pianist Knocky Parker, so they snapped Gin Mill Blues on the back, and I know that Joe Sullivan got more royalty from this than from any of the other gin mills. His piano solo for Columbia didn't sell nearly as many as ours. The recording shows Knocky's natural touch with the blues. And you'll be hearing that's called the Hot Style, something called Takeoff, when they used to go for breaks on their instruments, when they used to improvise, called Taking Off. And that was a good name. The more accomplished players took off from the melody like rockets, or leaped and sparked around it like firecrackers. Bob Dunn, who single-handedly created a hot style for the new eclectic steel guitar, was a first-rate jazz improviser who left audiences and fellow musicians alike gasping in disbelief. When people heard him on the radio with Milton Brown's Brownies, they did not know what they were listening to. A saxophone, perhaps? Or a trombone? Oddly enough, Dunn did also play trombone and was a great admirer of Jack Teagarden. He was steeped in jazz. Fiddler J.R. Chatwell was inspired to play swing fiddle when he heard Stuff Smith's 1936 record of After You've Gone and Use a Viper. He scared me, remembered Chatwell, but he was undeterred. He quickly became one of the original pushing fiddle players that most everybody else copied. He was a jazz fiddle player, but he also played in Western bands. That testimony comes from Eldon Shamblin, guitarist and arranger for many years with Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys, the most famous of all Western swing bands. And we'll be hearing from Bob Wills in a moment. But first, I want to play a track from the Modern Mountaineers. Everybody's Truckin'. San Antonio, 1937. Hal Hebert on tenor sax. J.R. Chatwell. Yep, we just heard about him on violin. J.C. Way, the electric slide guitar. Smokey Wood doing the piano and vocal. Lefty Groves on guitar and vocal. Johnny Thames on tenor banjo. Rip Ramsey on bass. And no drums. And these swing bands, they're kind of hard to carry around, aren't they, those drums? Anyway, let's listen to the Modern Mountaineers doing Everybody's Truckin' on the Jazz Treasury. Thank you. Now, another person you might listen for is Milton Brown. And Milton Brown, singer and leader of the Brownies, who were arguably the hottest of the early Western swing bands, loved the music of Cab Calloway and recorded at least a dozen numbers from his repertoire in a pleasing blend of Calloway's shout style and the more laid-back manner of Jack Teagarden. By the way, the Jazz Treasury has an episode featuring Jack Teagarden a few years ago. Check it out. Both Brown and Bob Wills admired the two-beat Dixieland of Bob Crosby's Bobcats and tried to reproduce it. In his big band days in the 1940s, Wills even had a band within the band on the Bobcats model. Pieces such as Yancey Special and Milk Cow Blues, which were popularized on Decca discs by the Bobcats, turn up in the repertoires of several Western swing bands, maybe at the suggestion of Decca Records, who routinely sent their Western swing acts copies of new discs in their pop, jazz, and blues catalogs so that they could be translated. Western swing for the hillbilly market. All right, time for another track. Let's listen to Jeep's Blues. Jeep's Blues is going to be played by Port Arthur Jubileers. Played by the Port Arthur Jubileers, recorded in Houston, Texas, 1940. And then the Jubileers included Dickie Jones and Earl Carruthers on violin, Jimmy Hart on piano accordion, Toby Kelly on guitar, Alton Bailey on tenor banjo, Byron Barney Youngblood on bass. Okay, Port Arthur Jubileers doing Jeep's Blues on the Jazz Treasury.
Chase that old Jeep right down here.
Listening to the Jazz Treasury Podcast with Rich Sylvester.
Virtually all of the Western swing bands were based in Texas or Oklahoma, but that's a lot of country. It was possible for an outfit in Tulsa or Dallas to be unaware of what their contemporaries were doing in Houston or Beaumont. In 1936, for example, fiddler Cliff Bruner was taken on by Milton Brown's Brownies, the most prestigious band in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, known for their broadcast and for having made a stack of records. Yet because Bruner had been so busy on the road with other groups, he had never heard them play before he joined. You know, I want to play you a track of Milton Brown and his Brownies, since I talked about it, and it's called Yes Sir. And this was recorded in 1936 in New Orleans, and Milton Brown and his Brownies consisted of Cecil Brower and Cliff Bruner on violin, Bob Dunn on electric slide guitar, Fred Papa Calhoun on piano, Darwood Brown on guitar and vocal, O.C. Stockard on tenor banjolin and vocal, and Juana Kaufman on bass, and another singer, Milton Brown, on vocals. Let's listen to Milton Brown and his Brownies doing Yes Sir.
Does my baby call me honey? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Does she help me save my money? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
When she rolls them big black eyes, breathes those heavy sighs, does it make goose pimples rise? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Play it out, Mr. Dunn. Play it. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Is the news already spreading? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
When they play Here Comes a Bride, yeah, we walk down side by side. Will I be puffed out with pride? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Get a call on Sally Pringle, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Did she vow that she was single, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
When that man walked in the flat and he hollered out, who is that? Did I leave without my hat? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Oh, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Is my razor just for shaving? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Didn't I take my gal's advice? Yes. Did I cut out gin and dice? And wasn't that some sacrifice? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Did I come home fairly ticking? Yes, sir. Boy, did I do some sweet bone picking, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
When my neighbor counts his flock, boy, will he get a shock, and will he miss those Plymouth Rocks? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Ha, ha, ha.
Many Western swing musicians came from fairly poor backgrounds. Neither they nor their music marketed by record companies as old-time or hillbilly alongside the work of Roy Acuff and Gene Autry commanded much respect from self-styled serious quote-unquote musicians. Years ago, Eldon Shamblin recalled angrily, when a man think of country and Western, well, you think of a bunch of idiots with no music talent. Listen, man, we worked with guys back on the Wills Band, good musicians as there is in the country, bar none, however. Man, they can take a tune, find any part, understand theory and all this stuff. Fine, seasoned musicians could play with anybody if they wanted to. Knocky Parker takes up the theme. On some occasions, we'd have to go downtown in Fort Worth to the Blackstone Hotel and walk through the dining room where there could be a saloon group playing the Blue Danube Waltz or something, and they would sneer somewhat as we'd walk through, carrying our accordion and banjo and guitar and violins and all. But we knew we were better than they were, and their supercilious attitude towards us was motivation for my going on ahead, I am sure, and trying desperately to carry the music places where the original musicians were unable to do so. You know, the black music had always been close and dear to my heart, and I have wanted to take it places as an art form. This is what I'm dedicated to now, and the Doughboys had their part in this. Speaking of the Doughboys, let's listen to another track, Blue Guitars. And this does feature the Light Crust Doughboys with Kenneth Pitts on violin, Muriel Zeke Campbell on electric guitar, Naki Parker on piano, Dick Reinhardt on guitar, Marvin Montgomery on tenor banjo, and Ramon D. Armin on bass. And this was recorded in Dallas, 1937. Let's listen to the Light Crust Doughboys do Blue Guitars on the Jazz Treasury. That's Blue Guitars, Light Crust Doughboys. The original issue gave the composer as Lang, but this is not the Blue Guitars Eddie Lang recorded as a guitar duet with Lonnie Johnson. It's a Cal Smith's Blue Guitar Stomp, recorded by Clifford Hayes Louisville Stompers in 1927. The ambiance in which this music was made would be unfamiliar to a modern eye. Many of the bands had their own radio programs sponsored by local businesses. The Light Crust Doughboys were founded to promote Burris Mills Light Crust Flour, the Swift Jewel Cowboys to sell Swift Jewel Oil and shortening. Bob Wills Texas Playboys became famous enough to have their own product, Playboy Flour. The rest of the time, the bands followed a circuit of venues within 100 to 150 miles of their home base. Dance hall gigs were taxing, with bands typically playing sets of up to 4 hours without any intermission. There was nothing remotely cloistered or conservatory-like about Western swing. It was out there among the people, dancing, drinking people. Something of that raw spirit drips from many of the recordings you've heard, as the musicians constantly jive each other or let out encouraging cries of, "Rave on!" All right, we have a couple more tracks. I wanted to play you one because I find it very unique and very listenable in that it includes a harp. Not a mouth organ harp, but a real harp. And this is a track by Tex Williams and his Western Caravan, Artistry in Western Swing. And this was recorded in Hollywood, California in 1947. and I think it's a Stan Kenton tune, Manny Klein on trumpet, Paul Spike Featherstone on harp and flute, Andrew Cactus Soldi and Max Fiddler and Rex Call on violin, Pedro de Paul and or George Bambi on piano accordion, Joaquin Murphy on electric slide guitar, Johnny Weiss and Benny Garcia Jr. on electric guitar, Ozzie Godson on piano, Smokey Rogers on guitar, Deuce Spriggins on bass, and a drummer, Muddy Berry on the drums, and Tex Williams is the leader. Big band Western swing here. Let's listen to Tex Williams and his Western Caravan doing Artistry in Western Swing. Artistry in Western Swing, I'd like to share with you a little recommended listening. Jazz and blues connections have persisted in Western Swing, whether in the small band music that incidentally prefigured rock and roll, or in the larger scale recreations of recent times. You could, for example, go and listen to Bill Mounts and the Sons of the South, I Found a New Baby, 1941, or Johnny Lee Wills and His Boys, Milk Cow Blues, 1941, and Asleep at the Wheel, tribute to the music of Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys. I have that CD, 1993. Fantastic. Check out Asleep at the Wheel. In fact, let's play some Asleep at the Wheel as our modern piece of Western swing. Choo Choo Chaboogie. Let's listen to it. It's on a compilation CD put out by Asleep at the Wheel. Check those guys out. They're excellent. And let's listen to Choo Choo Chaboogie on the Jazz Treasury.
Headed for the station with a pack on my back. Tired of transportation in the back of a hack. I love to hear the rhythm of the clickety-clack. Hear the lonesome whistle, see the smoke in the stack. Pile around with Democratic fellas named Matt. So take me right back to the track, Jack.
Choo-choo, choo-choo, chaboogie, woo-woo. Woo-woo, chaboogie, choo-choo. Choo-choo, chaboogie.
Take me right back to the track, Jack. Choo-choo. my destination, but alas and alack, I need some compensation to get back in the black. I take a morning paper from the top of the stack and read the situation from the front to the back. The only thing that's open takes a man with a knack, so put it right back in a stack, Jack.
Choo-choo, choo-choo, chiboogie, woo-woo. Woo-woo, chiboogie, choo-choo, choo-choo, chiboogie.
Take me right back to the track, Jack. I can peep through the crack and hear the train a-rolling while she's balling the jack. I love to hear the rhythm of the clickety-clack, so take it right back to the track, Jack.
Choo-choo, choo-choo, chiboogie, woo-woo. Woo-woo, chiboogie, choo-choo, choo-choo, chiboogie.
Take me right back to the track, Jack.
Okay, that's it for this episode of the Jazz Treasury. My name is Rich Sylvester. Thank you so much for joining us. I know some difficult times we're in history here with the coronavirus going around, epidemic, and we have to be cloistered and isolated in our homes. I hope you find these broadcasts enjoyable. And there are over 50 of those. Go way back to 2015 when I first started these. And I hope you can go back and listen and learn and get on our Facebook page. Share some of your favorite music with us. The music that you're hearing and the words that you're hearing come from a fantastic publication called Jazz Greats, put out by the Marshall Cavendish Foundation or Collection. Back in the 1990s, I was able to collect 63 episodes. And so I'm sharing those with you, along with information from other sources as well. Let's take a look. Next time on the Jazz Treasury, Rex Stewart, and you'll hear about the life of music. So, until next time, and please go to iTunes, podcast, rate and review, make a comment, please. Let us know what you're thinking. Make some comments on Facebook. Positive ones, constructive ones would be greatly appreciated. To all of you out there on the road listening, keep the flame of jazz alive. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, enjoy the jazz.